We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome to Day 16 of Joy. Today's title is A Byproduct of Belief. Tommy Newberry said, "Joy is an outward sign of inward faith in the promises of God. It is a way of acting, and it is evidence of spiritual maturity. Joy is not a distant destination in which you arrive. Rather, it's a path you choose to travel each day." Our text comes to us from Psalm chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. "But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield." David had many enemies in his lifetime, including some of his own family. He spent many days and nights on the run, looking for places to take refuge. This is the context of Psalm 5. David was about to face treacherous and powerful foes, and he prepared for his impending battle with prayer. David found great joy in knowing that God was his refuge in times of trouble. Although we may never have to physically flee from our enemies like David, we do have an invisible enemy that attacks us regularly. Only in God can we find the refuge our souls need, and his refuge can bring us unparalleled joy. David references joy through three different words found in Psalm 5, verse 11. "But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you." The word translated as rejoice is a common Hebrew word for joy found 153 times in the Old Testament. It is rendered glad 53 times and rejoice 65 times. It is interesting to note that this word can mean to take great delight in a person. David took great delight in knowing that God himself would protect him. The phrase "sing for joy" in Psalm 5:11 comes from one Hebrew verb, ranan. This Old Testament word means to give a ringing cry. David knew that God's presence brought joy, so he encouraged others to cry out with a shout of abundant joy. David used the word exult to describe the natural response of someone who loves God. This word can actually be translated as triumph. Those who believe in God have confidence that they will be victorious over their enemies. Joy, then, is simply the byproduct of belief. Joyful people believe what David stated in Psalm 5, that the Lord blesses the righteous. David adds the statement of his confidence in God's goodness. You cover him with favor as with a shield. It is incredibly reassuring to know that God has surrounded us with his favor. Favor in this verse can mean delight, goodwill, and acceptance. God delights to surround us with his goodness as an object of defense. Even though our enemy is relentless, we should rejoice that we have a God who is a powerful refuge, a protective shield. So give a huge shout of joy today for God. Rejoice today that he is your refuge. Trust that God will bring you victory and celebrate. So today we ask, how is your joy a direct byproduct of your faith in God? How much joy should be present in your life because God is your refuge and shield? What are your thoughts on the first part of Tommy Newberry's quote that began today's devotion, which said, "Joy is an outward sign of inward faith in the promises of God"? Would you please pray with me? Today, Lord, we give you a huge shout of joy because you are our refuge and strength. You cover us with favor as with a shield, and so we celebrate in you today, Lord. We love you, Father, author of all joy. Amen.